It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Sacramento, California, where tonight the Tacoma Rainiers open a six-game series against the San Francisco Giants AAA club, the Sacramento River Cats. This is the Rainiers' first game of the year at Sacramento. It's game number 91 on the season. Sacramento, geographically, is the closest team in the Pacific Coast League to Tacoma, and yet for some reason we have not been here yet this year. Until now, the Rainiers did play Sacramento in a six-game series at home at the end of May and ended up splitting that series 3-3. The Rainiers that are playing today with a record of 44-46 have lost four in a row, including getting swept at home in a three-game series by Round Rock. That series ended on Sunday. The Rainiers looking to bounce back today. They face a Sacramento team that's also kind of hit a skid. The River Cats have lost five in a row, dropping their overall record to 40-49 on the year. Starting pitchers today, Darren McCacken is on the mound for the Rainiers. McCacken is 4-4 with a 6.38 ERA. He'll be opposed by Sacramento right-hander Miguel Jahure. Jahure is 0-1 with a 6.75 ERA. He makes his fourth start of the year. So Jahure on the hill for Sacramento and McCacken on the hill for the Rainiers. Should be a good one today in the heat here in Central California. We'll take a look back at Sunday's game and also get you caught up on one roster move when the Rainiers pregame show continues right after this.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit Murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Get When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
The Tacoma Red Deers taking on Sacramento tonight here at Sutter Health Park in West Sacramento, just west of downtown Sacramento. This is the opener of a six-game series and a six-game road trip as well. Day game tomorrow, so be ready for some early baseball tomorrow starting at 12:05. Well, the Red Ears lost on Sunday at home to Round Rock 5-1. The Red Ears offense really kind of hit a rough stretch during that series, and Round Rock's tremendous pitching staff was certainly a factor. On Sunday, Tacoma had just three hits, nearly got shut out, but Taylor Trammell hit a solo homer in the eighth inning. The Red Ears have still not been shut out at any point this season, 90 games without being shut out. One roster move today, Matt Festa reported to the Red Ears, and Taylor Williams has been placed on the development list. He'll work on some things on the side, so Festa is active and available in today's game. Speaking of today's game, we need to get to the starting lineups. We'll do that when our pregame show continues right after this.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in today's ball game. First for the visiting Tacoma Red Ears, who enter play with a record of 44 wins and 46 losses. The Seattle Mariners AAA club is managed by John Russell. Leading off for Tacoma, playing third base today, is Sam Haggerty. Batting second, the left fielder Cade Marlowe. Hitting third, second baseman D.D. Gregorius. In the cleanup spot, the first baseman Jake Shiner. Batting fifth is center fielder Taylor Trammell. Hitting sixth and doing the catching is Brian O'Keefe. Batting seventh, the right fielder Zach Deloach. Hitting eighth, designated hitter Adam Engel. And batting ninth, the shortstop Mason McCoy. On the mound, Darren McCacken making his 15th start of the year. McCacken is 4-4 with a 6.38 ERA. The Sacramento River Cats are 40-49 on the season. They're the San Francisco Giants AAA club. Their manager is former Rainiers manager Dave Brundage. Leading off for Sacramento is the shortstop Tyler Fitzgerald. Batting second, center fielder Elliot Ramos. Hitting third, second baseman Isan Diaz. In the cleanup spot, last year's Pacific Coast League most valuable player, David Villar. He's at third base. Hitting fifth and doing the catching is Joey Bart. Batting sixth, left fielder Jack Larson, who was with the Red Ears earlier this season. Hitting seventh, designated hitter Jackson Reitz. Batting eighth and playing first base is Ford Proctor. And hitting ninth, right fielder Michael Gigliotti. On the mound for the River Cats, right-hander Miguel Jaure. Jaure making his fourth start. He's 0-1 with a 6.75 ERA. Umpires behind home plate calling the balls and strikes is Alex McKay. At first base is Mark Stewart Jr., and over at third, it's Harley Acosta. It's Tacoma and Sacramento in the opening game of this six-game series. That'll do it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch of the start of today's game right after this.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88. Lucky Eagle.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Time spent at Cheney Stadium is one of the best parts of growing up in Tacoma. With tons of tickets, prizes, and swag exclusively available to members, our City Kids Club, presented by Sound Credit Union, is the greatest way to be part of the fun at the ballpark all season long. To learn more about the coolest club for kids in all the South Sound, visit TacomaRainiers.com and click on Our City Kids Club. Come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
Hi guys, it's Mark with Bayside Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our wave technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now, and not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 206-670-9000. That's 206-670-9000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Bayside Medical Clinic now to qualify. 206-670-9000.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
Well, good evening and welcome once again to Tacoma Red Ears Baseball. So we're about ready to start this one, the Red Ears and the Sacramento River Cats from Sutter Health Park. Sam Haggerty, the leadoff man for the Red Ears today, and he settles into the batter's box now as a switch hitter. He'll hit left-handed against the right-hander Miguel Jaure. And Jaure, a little bit of big league time with both the Yankees and the Pirates, is into his motion. Here's the first pitch of the game, and it is swung on and fouled off, and we are underway here in Sacramento. So we are underway here. It's now the 0-1 is called a strike, and the count goes to 0-2. Using the automated ball strike system today, the computer calls all the pitches. 0-2 pitch to Haggerty is a called strike three, and down he goes on three pitches. A curveball from Jaure, and that is the first out of the ballgame. One away, and now Cade Marlowe is the batter. Jaure pitched just 4 days ago on Friday, so he's working this game on 3 days rest. He had a three-inning relief outing on Friday against Oklahoma City. His first pitch to Cade Marlowe misses outside for a ball, 1-0. Marlowe brings a 16-game hitting streak into this one, batting 259 with 11 homers, and he fouls one away now. And the count's even, 1-1. Cloudless skies here, blue skies. So now the next pitch is swung on and foul tipped, strike two. We have a breeze that's helping keep things a little cooler than it could be and cooler than it will be this week, as we are only in the mid-90s temperature-wise today. It's supposed to hit 108 on Friday. So now the 1-2 pitch to Marlowe is down and in, 2-2. But we do have a breeze that could impact this game because it's blowing with some strength and it's blowing out towards left, kind of across from right to left, really. One ball, two strikes to Marlowe. And Jaure into his motion, and his pitch is down low for a ball. Right here's wearing the red jerseys today with the gray pants. Sacramento decked out in their Copa de la Diversión uniforms. Now here's the 2-2 pitch to Marlowe, and it's a bounced foul, still 2-2. Sutter Health Park, formerly Rayleigh Field, built and opened up in the year 2000. And this is one of the more pitcher-friendly ballparks in the Pacific Coast League, as the 2-2 to Marlowe is a swing and a foul tip. He just nicked it to stay alive. Ball doesn't carry as well here as it does in a lot of the places the Red Ears visit on the road. And we're not at high elevation here in Sacramento. Now the next pitch is taken outside, ball four. So Marlowe draws a one-out walk, and he heads down to first base. And now D.D. Gregorius will be the batter. So Gregorius will bat with a man on, hitting 170 in 12 games for Tacoma. Left-hand hitter, the veteran, back in organized ball after beginning this year in the Mexican League. Jaure with his pitch, and it is taken for a strike. Miguel Jaure. He's young, 25 years old, from Venezuela. Last name spelled Y-A-J-U-R-E. So there's a throw to first, and back in is Marlowe. And that's pronounced Jaure. He was injured to begin this year, and the Giants kind of made him go through the lower minor leagues basically on a rehab progression with the Class A teams in San Jose and Eugene. There goes Marlowe, and the pitch is fouled away by Gregorius. Count goes to 0-2. But Jaure last year made 14 starts for Triple-A Indianapolis in the International League, and then had 12 appearances, mostly out of the bullpen, for the Pirates last year. Here's his 0-2 pitch on its way to Gregorius, and it is down and in for a ball. 1-2 now. Gregorius digs back in the batter's box. Now the runner goes. The 1-2 pitch is inside. Throw down to second is not in time. And stealing second base is Cade Marlowe, his 22nd steal of the year. And he's now in scoring position. And the count's even on Gregorius. So Cade Marlowe swipes second base. Now Jaure with the 2-2 pitch, and it swung on it, pulled into right field. There's a base hit for Gregorius. Marlowe comes to third and stops as the right fielder Gigliotti gets it back in. And the right ears have runners at the quarters with one out. Rainier's third base coach, Eric Ferris, holding Marlowe at third there with one out and Shiner coming up. Ferris excited about this series here at Sacramento. This is his hometown. Well, here's the Rainier's top run producer, Jake Shiner, hitting .277 with 23 homers, 78 runs batted in. And a .961 OPS, and the pitch is swung on and cranked to left field. Back on the ball is Larson. Look it up. It is gone. Three-run home run for Jake Shiner. A curveball over the middle of the plate, and Shiner knows what to do with that. He ripped it out of here to left field. His league-leading 24th homer of the year, and he now leads the league and runs batted in with 81. And the right ears take a 3-0 lead here at the top of the first inning. Jake Shiner jumping all over a first pitch breaking ball from Miguel Yajure. And he roped it to left field. A line shot of a homer. Right over the head of his buddy, Jack Larson. So the right ears jump out to a 3-0 start. And here's Taylor Trammell, and he takes down low for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0, up high for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. So Trammell's out ahead of the count, and the 2-0 pitch is down low. Trammell hitting .283 for the Red Ears in 41 games with a dozen homers, 30 runs batted in, .391 on base percentage. Homered in his last game Sunday. And he takes this pitch outside, ball four, a four-pitch walk, and Trammell heads down to first base. And the right ears keep up the pressure here at the top of the first inning. Brian O'Keefe now coming to the plate. He's hitting .245 with 16 homers, 48 runs batted in. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. O'Keefe's reached base safely in his last 13 games. Now the next pitch is a called strike, and O'Keefe's behind in the count 0-2. Jaure comes set, leading from first is Trammell, and the 0-2 pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three, got him with a curveball, and O'Keefe has struck out. That's the second out at the top of the first inning. And now Zach DeLoach will be the batter. DeLoach, left-hand hitter, batting .291 with 10 homers, 48 runs batted in. Throw to first base, and back in safely is Trammell. Trammell's a threat to steal, and he's 6-for-7 in his base stealing attempts with Tacoma. Now here's the pitch. And it is swung on and hit in the air towards left center, ranging over his, the center fielder, Elliot Ramos, and he makes the catch, and that is the final out in the top of the first inning. But the right here strike for 3 runs on 2 hits, including a Jake Scheider 3-run homer. There were no errors and 1 man left on base. We go to the bottom of the first. Tacoma 3, Sacramento coming to the plate.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home's safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Right here's get 3 at the top of the first inning on Jake Scheiner's 24th homer of the year, a 3-run shot. And now Sacramento comes to the plate at the bottom of the first. Darren McCacken staked it to the early run support. And he'll face Tyler Fitzgerald to lead things off for the River Cats. He's a right-handed batter, and McCacken's pitch is in there for a called strike, 0-1. Fitzgerald's hitting .276 with 10 homers, .338 on base percentage. It's the Sacramento shortstop. Now the 0-1 pitch is swung on and hit up the middle and off the glove of Gregorius, who was ranging behind the bag, and the ball trickles into center field, and Fitzgerald is aboard with a single to start off the bottom of the first inning. Gregorius almost fielded that ball, tipped off the very end of his glove. Here's Elliot Ramos, right-handed batter. Ramos has been injured for much of this season with an oblique strain, but recently got healthy, and he's been hitting the cover off the ball since coming back. And he takes the first pitch for a strike, 0-1. Ramos has only played in 27 games, but he's batting .314 with 6 homers. McCacken with his 0-1 pitch on its way, and it is a swing and a miss at a slider. And the count goes to 0-2. Now the 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike 3, down he goes, and McCacken gets his first strikeout of the game. Well, he's got a chance to crack the top 5 on the all-time Tacoma strikeout list today. Pretty good chance, I'd say. He only needs 2 more strikeouts to move into a tie for 5th on Tacoma's list that dates back to 1960 in the first year of AAA ball in Tacoma. McCacken working on Isan Diaz now, and the pitch is down low. That strikeout he just got was his 352nd. Jerry Thomas pitched for the Tacoma Giants for 3 years in the 1960s. He had 354 strikeouts. He's number five all-time on the Tacoma list. Next pitch, swing and a miss. Nice off-speed delivery from McCacken, and that evens up the count, 1-1. Now McCacken with the 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. So one ball, two strikes to Diaz. Now the pitch is a called strike three, and down goes Isan Diaz, and there's McCacken's second strikeout of the night. Two away, and now David Villar will be the batter. Villar, right-hand batter. As noted in the pregame show, he was the league MVP last year here in the Pacific Coast League. This year, in just 28 games, hitting .264 with seven homers, 26 runs batted in. And he swings and fouls one away. VR has spent a lot of time in the major leagues, and when he's been in the big leagues, he's been coming off the bench for San Francisco as a power supply pinch hit possibility. Oh, and won the count. McCacken now turns and throws to first, and back in safely is Fitzgerald, who does have 15 steals this year and has only been caught twice. Now the runner goes. The pitch is a check swing foul, and that is strike two, and the foul tip caught O'Keefe behind the plate and then bounced away, and looks like O'Keefe's all right, although the trainer Eric Quinney with his eye on him from the dugout. Right here's on the first base dugout here in Sacramento, the home team on the third base side. Now the 0-2 to VR. And, well, pickoff move, and Fitzgerald's back in safely. Here comes the 0-2 on its way. Well, no, another pickoff move, and safe at first is Fitzgerald, and that's it. He gets awarded second base because that was the third pickoff move by McCacken, who thought he was going to get him. I think McCacken was taking a calculated risk there, and it was close, but Fitzgerald awarded second base, and it's ruled a balk in the scorebook with the new rule when that happens. Can only make two pickoff throws during a single at bat. Two disengagements from the rubber by the pitcher. Here's the 0-2 now to VR, and it's a swing and a miss, strike three, and McCacken gets it with his third straight strikeout to wrap up the first inning, and he's now tied for fifth on the all-time Tacoma strikeout list. No runs for Sacramento, one hit, no errors, and one left. We go to the second inning. It's Tacoma 3, Sacramento nothing.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure.
The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit Murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
Right here's up 3-0 after one inning of play here in Sacramento, California. Opening game of a six-game series between the AAA affiliates of the Seattle Mariners and San Francisco Giants. Right here's will send Adam Engel, Mason McCoy, and Sam Haggerty to the plate here in the top of the second. Right here's got their runs in the first on a three-run homer by Jake Shiner. So Engel heads to the dish. He's batting 295 in 32 games with five homers. 363 on base percentage for Engel. And he looks out towards the right-hander Miguel Jaure. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Now the 0-1 offering from Jaure is a swing and a miss, strike two with the curveball, which seems to be a go-to pitch for Jaure, although that's what Shiner hit out in the first inning, but he's kept throwing it, and he just got a swing and a miss with it there from Engel. Here's his 0-2, and it's outside for a ball. 1-2. The Sacramento defense tonight, they have Ford Proctor at first base. Eason Diaz at second, Tyler Fitzgerald at short, and David Villar at third. Next pitch is a swing and a miss at the curve, and Engel is struck out. The pitch was in the dirt, so the catcher, Joey Bart, had to throw down to first for the putout, and he did. One out, and now Mason McCoy will hit. The outfield for Sacramento is Michael Gigliotti in right field, Elliot Ramos in center. And the former right here from like 2 weeks ago, Jack Larson in left. McCoy settles in. He's hitting 233 with 10 homers. And he takes the first pitch low and away for a ball, 1-0. McCoy with a 325 on base percentage, 401 slugging percentage. Watches the next pitch down low. Two balls, no strikes. And Jaure fires low and away, ball three. And there's ball four upstairs. A four-pitch walk to McCoy, and that's the third walk issued by Jaure already in this game. Now Sam Haggerty will be the batter. Haggerty struck out looking in the first. He's 0 for 1. And the pitch is fouled away. 0-1 the count. Now this pitch bounced towards short and is slowly hit. Fitzgerald has it, throws to first and barely gets Haggerty. McCoy is safe at second base. A little dribbler, really, off the bat of Haggerty, and Fitzgerald, by the time he fielded it, it was too late to get a force out at second base, but he was able to throw out Haggerty on a close play at first. Now the pitch to Cade Marlowe is taken for a called strike. It's 0-1. One pitch on its way. Outside. 1-1. Three nothing right here. Top of the second inning. Two down. And the pitch is swung on and popped up behind third. VR giving chase in foul ground, and it is out of play in the seats. This is one of the biggest ballparks in the league. Seats over 13,000. Huge seating bowl between the left field foul pole, wrapping around behind home plate, and then going about halfway out towards the right field foul pole. And then it becomes an enormous grass berm general admission section that extends from down the right field line, wraps around the right field foul pole, and goes behind the right field fence all the way out to center. One and two the count to Marlowe. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. That's strike three. Marlowe has struck out, and the inning is over. Right here's Do Not Score in the top of the second. No runs, hits, or errors. One man left on base. We go to the bottom of the second inning. It's Tacoma 3, Sacramento nothing.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
Closed-circuit television inspection can determine the structural condition of your pipe and help locate defects or obstructions. Provax CCTV inspection team is certified by NASCO for pipe, lateral, and manhole inspection. Our services are for pipe diameters of 2 to 200 inches and include storm, sewer, conduit, and lateral launch for side sewers. The inspection is done using a remotely operated camera mounted on a self-propelled robotic crawler. Whether it's to find a leak or blockage, Provax has the equipment to get the job done quickly.
Three nothing, right here's lead in Sacramento. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Darren McCacken on the mound. He'll face Joey Bart, Jack Larson, and Jackson Reitz. Bart settles in, getting regular playing time now for Sacramento, and he's heated up at the plate, hitting safely in 11 of his last 12 games. And he's got his average up to 240 after a slow start with Sacramento. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. In 26 AAA games this year, Bart has three homers, 16 runs batted in. McCacken with the 0-1 pitch on its way to Bart. And this is down low. One ball, one strike. Now this pitch is in at the D's for a strike, 1-2. So McCacken ahead of the count, 1-2. He's struck out the last three batters he faced after permitting a leadoff single in the first. 1-2 to Bart. Called strike three, and down goes Joey Bart. And that is the first out here at the bottom of the second inning. Fourth strikeout for McCacken, who's now all alone, fifth on the all-time Tacoma strikeout list. 355. The names in front of him, the all-time strikeout leader in Tacoma is Ron Erbel with 443. McCacken, I don't think, can get there this year. So now the pitch to Larson is up high for a ball. Steve Luber from the Tacoma Twins, 431 strikeouts. Brian Sweeney and Ryan Franklin, couple of Rainiers in the third and fourth spots. 1-0 pitch down low for a ball. Next up is Franklin at 388 strikeouts. So McCacken is 33 behind him right now. 2-0 pitch to Larson, who was a Rainier just a couple weeks ago, and this pitch misses ball three. Larson's playing in just his fifth game for Sacramento, 2-for-11 so far. 3-0 pitch from McCacken is a called strike, and it's 3-1. Larson was taking all the way. Now the 3-1 pitch on its way. And this is a called strike with a fastball on the inside corner. And the count goes full, 3-2. Payoff pitch, swung on, pulled on the ground to first. It's fielded by Shiner, and he flips it to McCacken, covering first for the putout. Larson is retired, and two men are gone in the bottom of the second inning. And now Jackson Reitz is the batter. Reitz in his 14th game for Sacramento today, hitting .217 with one homer. Began the year with Omaha. Reitz is a catcher, but today he's the DH. Recently picked up by Sacramento in the AAA catcher transfer portal. So here's one outside for a ball, 1-0. That's what we're calling now the midseason movement of established AAA catchers with big league time. The Rainiers were active in the AAA catching transfer portal earlier this year. So there's a swing and a miss when Jacob Nottingham decided to transfer. And the Rainiers brought in their own transfer, Pedro Severino from El Paso. Reitz did this. It's now the 1-1 pitch. Inside 2-1. He began the year with Omaha, the Royals AAA club, took an opt-out to become a free agent on June 15th and transferred to Sacramento. Not sure if there was an NIL deal. Next pitch, swing and a miss. There's strike two. And the count's even now. Two balls, two strikes. And Reitz calls time and steps out of the batter's box. Two-two pitch. Just outside, ball three. A slider from McCacken there. So full count, three balls, two strikes. And the pitch is swung on and lined down the left field line. Fair, and it goes down into the corner. That's going to be extra bases for Reitz. And he will stop at second base with a double as Marlowe gets the ball back into the infield. So Jackson Reitz with a two-out double to left. Second hit for the Rivercats. And now Ford Proctor is the batter. Proctor, left-hand batter, hitting .235. Six homers. Very patient hitter who has walked 45 times this year and has a .361 on-base percentage. Here's the pitch, and it is taken for a called strike, 0-1. Kacken checks the runner at second. Now the 0-1 pitch popped up a foul down the third baseline. At third base, Sam Haggerty is playing even with the bag, or was, not anymore because there's two strikes, but he was playing up on Proctor because Proctor likes to try to bunt for a hit, and he's successfully done it against the Red Ears in the past, and Tacoma remembers that. But now there are two strikes, so Haggerty is backed up to normal depth. Rates leads from second, two down, no balls, two strikes to Proctor. And McCacken's pitch is in the dirt. A changeup that dipped down low. One ball, two strikes. Now McCacken is set again. And the pitch is high. Two balls, two strikes. Fastball up right there. Now the 2-2. Down and in, ball three. So it was 0-2, and now it's 3-2. Here comes the payoff. Swung on, tapped down the first baseline, and it goes foul. So still three balls, two strikes. Kacken comes set again. 3-2 pitch. Fouled away. Third base side and out of play into the seats. Still three balls, two strikes. Stepping out of the batter's box for a moment is Proctor. McCacken's ready now. Here comes his 3-2 pitch to Proctor. And it is a called strike three, and down he goes, and that wraps up the bottom of the second inning. It hit the very top of the zone. McCacken perfectly hits the top spot of the strike zone right there, and that is the final out in the bottom of the second inning. No runs on a hit and one runner left on base. We go to the third inning of play here in Sacramento with the score, Tacoma 3, Sacramento nothing.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Rainiers baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We go to the third inning. It is Tacoma 3, Sacramento nothing. Opening game of a six-game series between the Red Ears and the River Cats. Hey, find Red Ears baseball early tomorrow because we have a Wednesday day game, 12:05 first pitch here in Sacramento. So we'll start up the broadcast at 11:55 a.m. tomorrow. Tommy Malone draws the day game start against hard-throwing right-hander Mason Black. First pitch to the of the third to Gregorius is hit in the air to center and caught by Elliot Ramos. One pitch, one out in the top of the third inning. Gregorius flies out to center. And now Jake Shiner will be the batter. Shiner hit the three-run homer in the first, and when he hit that homer, he jumped on the first pitch. He got a hanging breaking ball, a curve from Yajire, and he just yanked it out of here to left field. Now the pitch is taken for a strike, 0-1 the count. First pitch fastball this time from Yajire. 93 on the gun. Next pitch to Shiner is the curve for a strike, and it's 0-2. So no balls, two strikes to Shiner. And the next pitch is a check swing on a breaking ball outside. He held up in time. One ball, two strikes. Miguel Jarre. Tricky to say, for me anyway. 1-2 pitch. Check swing. Did he go? Yes, says the first base umpire on appeal. This time he went around. So that is strikeout number 5 for Jarre. Two down at the top of the third inning. And now Taylor Trammell will be the batter. Trammell walked on 4 pitches his first time up. Left-hand hitter Trammell stands in. And he takes the first pitch outside for a ball. He's now reached base safely in 8 straight games with his walk earlier tonight. Next pitch down low for a ball. Next pitch in there for a strike. Now this one's in for a strike. Two and two, the count to Trammell. Two coming, and it is low ball 3. So full count, 3 balls, 2 strikes. Now the payoff is a called strike 3, and Trammell has struck out, and that wraps up the top of the third inning. Strikeout number 6 for Jarre. And the Red Ears go in order for the first time today. 3 up, 3 down. We head to the bottom of the third inning. It's Tacoma 3, Sacramento nothing.
Rainiers baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Renewal by Anderson, we've got all your bases covered as your full-service replacement solution. We design it, we build it, we install it, and we guarantee it.
See why over 23,000 Western Washington homeowners have had us on their team. Let us go to bat for you on your next window or patio door project. Call 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Three nothing right here as we go to the bottom of the third inning here at Sutter Health Park in Sacramento. Rivercats with their number nine hitter leading things off this inning. That's Michael Gigliotti. And he will face Darren McCacken, who already has five strikeouts this evening. Right-hander's pitch to Gigliotti is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Gigliotti hitting .255 with three homers, .388 on base percentage. Left-hand batter. Next pitch is taken for a called strike. And the count's even now, 1-1. Now McCacken with a 1-1 pitch. Outside for a ball, 2-1. Sacramento's had two hits so far against McCacken. Here's his 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss at the change. Gigliotti out in front. Two balls, two strikes now. And the pitch is swung on and bounced back to the mound. McCacken with a barehand pick. And throws to first for the out, and one man is gone in the bottom of the third inning. The trainer's going to go check on McCacken. This ball was bounced back towards the hill. It was not real sharply hit, but McCacken just picked it with his bare hand, his pitching hand, and threw to first to get Gigliotti. And now the trainer, Eric Quitty's checking on him, and D-Mac's out there laughing and grinning, so I think he's all right. And he's going to stay in the game, doesn't even need a practice pitch. He's convinced them he's good to go. So one out at the bottom of the third, and now Tyler Fitzgerald is the hitter. Fitzgerald singled in the first, he's 1-for-1. And the pitch is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch on its way. And this is in there for a called strike, and that evens things up. One coming. Low by just a smidge. 2-1. Two-one pitch. Swung on, hit in the air to left field, not deep. Marlowe lining it up, barely has to move, and he makes the catch, and there's the second out at the bottom of the third inning. Fitzgerald flies out to left field. Two down, and here comes Elliot Ramos. McCacken struck him out earlier. He's 0-for-1. Ramos from Puerto Rico, Giants first-round draft pick in 2017. Takes the pitch inside for a ball, drafted out of a Puerto Rican high school. 1-0 pitch on its way. And it's hit sharply to short, where it's caught by Mason McCoy, caught on the fly. And that is the final out at the bottom of the third inning. So Darren McCacken gets a 3-up, 3-down bottom of the third. And we head to the fourth. It is Tacoma 3, Sacramento nothing.
As a business owner, you're used to having a plan B. But these days, you're probably also thinking about plan C, plan D, all the way to plan Z. At Propel Insurance, we're here to help. Our deep expertise in the industries we serve means we know your business inside and out. Our trusted relationships with the nation's leading carriers means you have access to coverage not always available elsewhere. And add to that a relentless claims department, and you've got a partnership you can count on no matter what. Learn more at propelinsurance.com.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm onto something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
On we go to the fourth inning. It is Tacoma 3, Sacramento nothing. Right here's sending the 6, 7, and 8 hitters to the plate this inning. O'Keefe, Deloach, and Engel. Here's the pitch to O'Keefe, and it's a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Miguel Jaure on the hill. He has retired 5 in a row and 8 of the last 9. Rainiers got their 3 in the first when Shiner hit the 3-run homer. And the next pitch is in for a strike. It's 0-2 now to O'Keefe. This pitch is down low. So 1-2 the count.
Number 46, Nick Sweeney, warming up for Sacramento.
And the pitch is outside and in the dirt for a ball. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Two coming. Called strike three. O'Keefe goes down looking. Breaking ball caught the upper inside corner, and that is strikeout number 7 for Jaure, who's racking up the K's, but the Red Ears lead the game 3-0. Zach Deloach now the batter. Hitting 291 with 10 homers, 395 on base percentage. Oh, swinging a one hopper back to the hill, fielded by the pitcher, throw to first in time for the out. And two men are gone at the top of the fourth. Deloach grounds back to the mound, and now Adam Engel will be the batter. Sacramento was at home for the 3-game series coming out of the All-Star break that was played this past weekend, and they had to host the team that has been the best team in the league this year, Oklahoma City, and the Dodgers came in here and swept them 3 straight. Pitch to Adam Engel is taken up high for a ball. Sacramento lost their most recent game on Sunday to Oklahoma City 6-4, as Ryan Ward for Oklahoma City had 2 hits and 3 runs batted in. Next pitch is outside for a ball. 2-0 to Engel. Chahure into his motion, and the pitch is outside, ball three. Pitch. Low ball four. So that's the fourth walk issued by Jaure. Angle down to first base. There's action in the Sacramento bullpen. They have a left-hander warming up. Mason McCoy will be the batter. Other games on Sunday. Albuquerque continued its surprising run, beating Salt Lake 9-3. So here's one low and away to McCoy for a ball. Ellaris Montero back in AAA with Albuquerque, where he is a huge presence in the middle of the order, and he had a homer and three runs batted in on Sunday. 1-0 pitch to McCoy is launched down the left field line, but it goes foul. Albuquerque tied in first in the second half standings with Round Rock, both teams 11-4. And Albuquerque was in dead last and by a margin in the first half standings. So quite the turnaround so far for the Isotopes. Now the runner goes, 1-1 pitch is in for a strike, throw to second is not in time. Stealing second base is Adam Engel, who's now 11 for 11 in steals since joining the Rainiers. And he puts himself in scoring position, although the count's now 1-2 on McCoy. Rainiers don't play Albuquerque again this year. I've already played him 12 times. 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss. There's strike three. Down goes McCoy, and that wraps up the top of the fourth inning. Strikeout number eight for Miguel Jaure. No runs, hits, or errors. One man left on base. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. It's Tacoma 3, Sacramento nothing.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hardworking people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
ProVac is ready to help you when you need us most. As experts in advanced industrial stormwater and sewer system maintenance, we have solutions for any size job. Our experienced and highly trained personnel specialize in hydro excavation, stormwater management, vacuum sweeping, full grouting, seal and repair services, pipeline jetting, as well as cable TV pipe inspections. With one of the largest fleets, we have proudly served customers, large and small, throughout the United States for more than 30 years, and we look forward to serving you. You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
Three nothing right here. So we go to the bottom of the fourth inning here in Sacramento, opening game of a six-game series. Darren McCacken on the hill. He'll face Isan Diaz, David Villar, and Joey Bart here at the bottom of the fourth. McCacken ready to face Diaz, who stands in, left-hand hitter. And the pitch is swung on and bounced foul, first base side. Diaz was a formidable bat in the Sacramento lineup last year. This year, it's been a completely different story due to injuries. He's been out for long stretches of time, with a hamstring injury, a severe hamstring injury. So now the 0-1 pitch is a swing and a foul tip. He was out for the first 2 months of the season, tried to come back, played in a few games, and hit the IL again. Out for a few more weeks, and then finally came back and was able to play. This is just his 19th game. He drives one into right center. On the move is Deloach, and he makes the catch in the alleyway, and there's the first out at the bottom of the fourth inning. Diaz flies out to the right fielder, and now David Villar will be the batter. Villar struck out his first time up. He's 0 for 1. Nakakin with the pitch to Villar, and it is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. One oh pitch. Swung on, line towards center. Trammell moves towards right center and makes the catch, and there's out number two. So Villar lines out to the center fielder, two down. Nakakin has now retired six in a row. At 11 of the last 12. Joey Bart will now settle into the batter's box. And the pitch is in there for a strike. Now the next pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike two. Now a foul out of play. Here comes the 0-2 pitch to Joey Bart. Nakakin trying to put him away, and it's a check swing. I think he went. Yes, he did, says the first base umpire. Down goes Joey Bart. That's strikeout number six for Nakakin, and it closes out the bottom of the fourth. Three up, three down. We head to the fifth. It remains Tacoma 3, Sacramento nothing.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information. One of the nation's top children's hospital, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Well, we go to the fifth inning. It is Tacoma 3, Sacramento nothing. New pitcher in for the Rivercats to open the top of this fifth inning. It's left-hander Nick Swinney. Miguel Jaure went four innings and allowed two hits, three runs. They were all earned. He walked four and struck out eight. Haggerty to lead things off against Swinney, the southpaw. So Haggerty bats right-handed, and he takes the first pitch for a strike, 0-1 the count. Swinney is appearing in his 15th game for the Rivercats. No record, 3.66 ERA, and he leaves the next pitch outside for a ball, 1-1. Haggerty's 0-2 today with a strikeout and a ground out. Yeah, the 1-1 is called a strike, and the count moves to 1-2. Swinney ready. And the pitch misses for a ball. 2-2. Swinney, the Giants' second-round draft pick in 2020 out of North Carolina State. There's his 2-2 pitch, and it swung on and rolled to the right side. Fielded at first base by Proctor, and he races Haggerty to the bag and beats him there for the putout. And one man is gone in the top of the fifth inning. Haggerty grounds out to the first baseman. Cade Marlowe will be next. Marlowe has walked and struck out so far. Swinney, in his first year as a reliever, he was a starter last year. And he bounces the first pitch to Marlowe for ball one. 90% of your major league relief pitchers were at one point in their careers starters in the minors. 1-0 pitch to Marlowe outside for a ball, 2-0. At some point, somewhere along the line, a baseball decision maker or group thereof decides that a pitcher is better suited for the bullpen. And it happened to Swinney in the offseason this year as the next pitch misses to Marlowe, ball three. And it works for a lot of guys to make the climb to the big leagues that way. 3-0 pitch to Marlowe, swinging a foul. Count goes to 3-1. Just last year, Penn Murphy originally joined the Red Ears as a starting pitcher coming up from Double A, where he had been a starting pitcher. And after a handful of starts for Tacoma, they moved him to the bullpen, and a few weeks later, boom, he's in the big leagues. Here's a pitch outside to Marlowe. There's ball four. So he draws a one-out walk, heads down to first base. His second walk drawn today. And now D.D. Gregorius is the batter. Gregorius is 1-for-2 with a single and a run scored tonight. Now Swinney's pitch is swung on and pulled down the right field line, but it hooks and goes foul. Oh, and won the count to Gregorius. Oh, one pitch down low for a ball. One ball, one strike. Top of the fifth, right here is up 3-0. Runner goes, pitch is outside, throw to second base, not in time. Marlowe steals second base, his second steal of this game, 23rd of the season, and he's now in scoring position. Well, in the first inning, Marlowe walked with one out, stole second. Then Gregorius singled to right. We'll see if that happens again. 2-1 the count to Gregorius. There goes Marlowe to third. Pitches up and in. Throw to third's not in time. And Marlowe has stolen third base, and Gregorius had to hit the deck as that pitch came up and in head high. And he had to bail out. It was an off-speed pitch, not a fastball, but it was wild up and in. So Marlowe steals third, and that's his 24th steal of the year. Now the Rivercats have the infield drawn in all the way around. And a 3-1 count on Gregorius. Down the line from third is Marlowe. And the pitch is a swing and a miss, and the count is full now, 3-2. Fastball there from Swinney, and Didi swung through it. Here comes the 3-2 now. And Swinney with his pitch, and it swung on and fouled off. Still 3-2. Again, Swinney is ready, and here comes his 3-2 pitch to Gregorius. And it swung on, grounded to first, fielded by Proctor. Marlowe breaks home. He's in trouble. They throw home, and he's tagged out for the second out of the inning. Marlowe went home on a grounder right to the first baseman, and even with his speed, he was easily thrown out by Ford Proctor for the second out of the inning. So Gregorius reaches first on a fielder's choice, the out at the plate. Now Jake Shiner is the batter. He's 1-for-2 with a 3-run homer. And the pitch is up and away for a ball. Now toss to first, and back in is Gregorius. Now another throw to first, and again Didi's back in standing up. Four home runs now for Shiner. 81 runs batted in. One oh pitch up high for a ball to Adele. I don't know if Shiner's going to be with the Red Ears all season. He certainly deserves a promotion, but if he is with the Red Ears all season, he is going to finish with some huge numbers. 2-0 pitch, up high, ball three. We've talked about how he's going to make a run at the record for home runs hit at Cheney Stadium in a season, which is 19. He already has 14. 3-0 pitch, up high for a ball, and Shiner draws a four-pitch walk. That'll send Gregorius down to second. Two on, two out for Taylor Trammell. So Trammell with a chance to do some damage now. The Tacoma record for runs batted in a season is 120. Shiner's 39 away from that with the 59 games left, not including this contest, which he'll probably get another at bat or two in. Pitch to Trammell is pulled into right field. There's a base hit. Gregorius is being waved around third. He's headed home, and he's going to score. Going to third and making it there is Shiner with some smart base running. When the throw got cut off, he took third. And Trammell stops it first with the RBI single, and the Red Ears lead it 4-0. Taylor Trammell with a single to right to drive in a run. It's the Red Deer's first hit of this inning, but it brings in a run. And now Brian O'Keefe will try to keep it going. O'Keefe's 0 for 2 with two strikeouts. And a swing and a miss for a strike. 0-1 the count. One pitch is hit on a hop to short, fielded by Fitzgerald, and he goes the short way to second base for the force out on Trammell, and that wraps up the top of the fifth. But the Red Deer's had a run on one hit. There were no errors and two runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. It's Tacoma 4, Sacramento nothing.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. It's Tacoma 4, Sacramento nothing. Darren McCackett on the mound. He'll face Jack Larson, Jackson Reitz, and Ford Proctor here in the bottom of the fifth. And the pitch now to Larson is taken for a strike. Larson, left-hand hitter. Whole career with the Mariners until 2 weeks ago when he got traded to the Giants for cash considerations. Next pitch up and away for a ball. He's in his first AAA season, and he began the year on the Rainiers injured list. And then when he got healthy, started to play a bit and was getting on base a lot. 1-1 pitch outside, but he tried to check his swing and did not, says the third base umpire, so 1-2. But when the Mariners signed Adam Engel, it cost Larson his playing time. And it got to a point where Larson really wasn't playing at all. And so trading him to the Giants so he could get into games again, that was best for Larson. At least it appears that way. So now the 1-2 is a swing and a foul back because the Mariners apparently decided that they'd rather look at some veteran players who have big league experience than really one of their own draft picks in Larson. 1-2 pitch. Outside, two balls, two strikes. Two coming from McCacken, and it's a swing and a tapper foul. Still two balls, two strikes. Here's the 2-2 pitch. And it is outside, ball three. Full count pitch coming. Swung on and fouled off on the third base side, and it's still 3-2. Larson was a college teammate at UC San Diego with Jonah DePoto, son of Jerry DePoto, who called him up to the big leagues last year and traded him this year. Next pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Larson, and there's the first out at the bottom of the fifth inning. Strikeout number seven for McCacken, and now Jackson Reitz will be the batter. Reitz doubled in the first, last man to reach base against McCacken, who has retired eight in a row. And the pitch is popped up, foul. Back goes O'Keefe for a look, but this is in the seats, out of play. 0-1 the count. Now the 0-1. And there's a fastball called a strike, and the count goes to 0-2. Delivery outside. One ball, two strikes. This is the first of 12 games the Rainiers are playing here in Sacramento this year. As there's a check swing, and he went. Strike three. The corner umpire's ringing up a lot of hitters today. And that is McCacken's eighth strikeout. Two down at the bottom of the fifth. And now Ford Proctor will be the batter. Rainiers play this six-game series here this week. And then come back here 4 weeks from now for a six-game series here in Sacramento in mid-August. Pitch to Ford Proctor, runs a little low for a ball. 1-0 the count. Proctor struck out looking in the second inning. 1-0 pitch. Check swing, and he did not go around. Two balls, no strikes. McCacken into his motion, and the 2-0 pitch, swing and a miss and a change, and the count moves to 2-1. And Proctor well out ahead of that one. This pitch is inside. Three-one coming. And that's a fastball low, ball four. And it's the first walk issued by McCacken, a two-out walk to Ford Proctor here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Now Michael Gigliotti will be the batter. And this pitch is in for a strike, going one. Now Now pitch inside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Now swinging a tapper towards third, fielded over there by Haggerty. His throw to first pulls Shiner off the bag, but he tags Gigliotti going by for the out. And the inning is over. Nice play at first base by Jake Shiner. That wraps up the fifth. No runs, hits, or errors, and one man left on base. And we go to the sixth inning with the score, Tacoma 4, Sacramento nothing.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit Murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
Well, we go to the sixth inning. It is Tacoma 4, Sacramento nothing. New pitcher into the ball game for the Rivercats. It's the league's wins leader, Nick Avila. And he is in from the bullpen. And Avila's getting a visit from the plate umpire, Alex McKay, prior to the start of this inning, and they're standing on the mound having a conversation about something there. And now the plate umpire, McKay, is jogging over to the Tacoma dugout. He's going to talk to the Rainiers pitching coach, Jairo Cuevas. Not sure what this is all about. Maybe it's a problem with the automated ball strike system. But at any rate, we're ready for play to resume. And standing in the batter's box is Zach Deloach. And he's 0 for 2 today. And Avila's pitch is taken outside for a ball. 1-0 to Deloach, who has flied out to center field and grounded back to the mound. Now the next pitch is fouled away, 1-1. Avila 11-0, and he's gotten all 11 of his league-leading wins out of the bullpen. This is his 34th appearance. And 1-1 pitch is fouled away, 1-2. And I, for one, am completely tickled by the fact that the league's wins leader is a reliever. And he has a healthy lead with the 11 wins. Chad Bradford, a starter for Round Rock, has 8, but he's in the big leagues and has been up there for a while. He's second. Next pitch misses for a ball to Deloach. Andries with Oklahoma City and Kenny Rosenberg with Salt Lake both have 7 wins. They're starters, and they are still in the league. Now this next pitch misses for ball three, and it's a full count to DeLoach. Avila with 11 wins out of the bullpen. And you know who else really enjoys that is his manager, Dave Brundage. Next pitch, swing and a miss, strike three, and DeLoach has struck out. And now Adam Engel will be the batter. Brundy, who, you know, was a Rainiers coach and a Rainiers manager and someone I've known for many years, he told me that early in the year, Avila was getting his wins because he had a starting pitcher, the lefty. Well, first, here's the pitch to Engel, and this misses for a ball. The left-hander Harrison, the big pitching prospect who was in the Futures game, Harrison currently on the IL, by the way, for Sacramento with a hamstring injury. But Harrison was not allowed to throw enough pitches to go five innings and qualify for a win. So here's a swing and a miss. That was an organizational decision the Giants made because of his youth and relative lack of experience. And so early in the year, Brundage kept bringing in Avila after Harrison was done because Avila's a good reliever, and he'd come in the third or fourth inning when Harrison was done. So here's a pitch in for a strike. And if the Rivercats had the lead, the official scorer would give the win to Avila. So he got a bunch of his wins early in the year following Harrison. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Engel. And it's inside for a ball, 2-2. And at some point when Avila had six or seven wins, Brundage noticed that he had a relief pitcher with all these wins who was leading the league in wins. And now he likes to go to him in extra innings when he can get a win, when the game's tied late, when he can get a win. And here's a swing and a miss, strike three. Engel goes down swinging. Brundage likes using him in situations where he could get a win. And this is one of them. However, in this instance, I think Avila's being used right now because he probably hasn't pitched in a couple days and needs some work. Rainiers lead this game 4-0 with two outs in the sixth. And here's Mason McCoy. And the pitch is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. Avila has had some luck with those wins. I heard about one. So the 1-0 pitch is down low for a ball, 2-0. An extra inning game here where they were the home team, and he pitched the top of the inning in the 10th and gave up three runs and got the win because the Rivercats scored four in the bottom of the 10th. Now that's a lucky win for a reliever. 2-0 pitch. Check swing, and he held up in time. That's ball three to McCoy. Three-oh pitch in there for a strike, and the count goes to 3-1. McCoy uses his timeout and steps out of the batter's box for a moment. There's the 3-1. Called a strike on the outside edge, and the count goes full, 3-2. Payoff pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes McCoy, and Avila strikes out the side here in the top of the sixth inning. Three up, three down, all whiffs. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It is Tacoma 4, Sacramento nothing.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Well, we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's Tacoma 4, Sacramento nothing. And we've got a delay here in Sacramento because of a broken pitcher's rubber on the mound. There's a problem with the rubber on the hill. And the umpires are stopping the game, and the grounds crew is getting involved now, and all kinds of grounds crew members are congregating on the mound, and they're going to do some serious mound work here prior to the bottom of the sixth inning. And I'm not sure what caused them to decide that this was the time in which it was no longer pitchable. But the grounds crew is now working on the mound, and they're going, well, they've got five guys out there who are really getting into the work right now, as there is a issue on the hill. It's four groundskeepers who are spreading some dirt and some liquid, multiple rakes. And they're trying to seal that piece of rubber in there into the hill so that it was maybe coming loose. Well, the crew's working on it now, and they're really aggressively trying to address this situation as quickly as possible while the players are all standing around. Darren McCacken and two of the umpires are watching this. The third base umpire, Acosta, he's like halfway down the left field line. He's just thinking, well, I'm glad this isn't my problem. But the other two umpires are out there, and crew's working on it, and this is going to go on for a little bit. So we'll take a quick break here and come back in a moment with Tacoma leading Sacramento in the sixth inning, 4-0.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details. one of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Bottom of the sixth inning in Sacramento, Tacoma 4, Rivercats nothing. Play is going to resume here. The grounds crew has completed its work on the mound, and Darren McCacken has thrown a few warm-ups, and he is ready to continue what has been an outstanding start for him so far. He's working on a two-hitter through five innings with eight strikeouts. This is the start of his third trip through the order. And McCacken is at 77 pitches for the night as we begin the bottom of the sixth inning. Tyler Fitzgerald stands in. And the pitch is taken down and in for a ball, 1-0. Fitzgerald has one of the two hits. He singled in the first to lead off the first inning. And now he swings and hits one in the air to left. This is pretty deep. Back is Marlowe. He's at the fence. He's looking up, and it is gone. A solo homer for Tyler Fitzgerald, his 11th of the year. And the Rivercats are on the scoreboard. It's Tacoma 4, Sacramento 1. So Fitzgerald with his 11th homer. And now Elliot Ramos will be the batter. McCacken down with a pitch to Ramos, and it is swung on, grounded to short. That's fielded by McCoy. He sets himself and throws to first for the out, and one man's gone in the bottom of the sixth inning. So Elliot Ramos grounds to short, and now Isan Diaz will hit. He's 0 for 2 with a strikeout and a flyout so far. Left-handed batter. And the pitch to Diaz, grounded to the first baseman, fielded by Shiner, and he flips it to McCacken, covering the bag for the putout, and two men are gone at the bottom of the sixth. So after giving up the homer to Fitzgerald, which came after the delay between innings while they worked on the mound, McCacken retires the next two hitters on first pitch ground outs in the infield, and now he'll work on David Villar. Villar is 0 for 2 with a strikeout and a lineout. Right-hand hitter, the cleanup man for Sacramento, and McCacken with the pitch, and it is poured in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Now McCacken ready. He's only thrown five pitches this inning, and this one's hit in the air down towards center, and Trammell is lining it up, and he makes the catch, and the inning is over. A six-pitch inning for Darren McCacken, although Sacramento gets its first run of the game. One run on one hit, the Fitzgerald homer, and no one left on. We go to the seventh inning of play. It's Tacoma 4, Sacramento 1.
Time spent at Cheney Stadium is one of the best parts of growing up in Tacoma, with tons of tickets, prizes, and swag exclusively available to members. Our City Kids Club, presented by Sound Credit Union, is the greatest way to be part of the fun at the ballpark all season long. To learn more about the coolest club for kids in all the South Sound, visit TacomaRainiers.com and click on Our City Kids Club. Come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We go to the seventh inning. It is Tacoma 4, Sacramento 1. Top of the order coming up for the Rainiers. And Sacramento has brought in a new pitcher, left-hander Chris Wright, appearing in his 24th game. 1-1 with a 5.27 ERA. And he's a big strikeout artist with 41 strikeouts in 27 and a third innings. But he's walked 25, so we'll see what happens here. The Rainiers are sending Sam Haggerty, Cade Marlowe, and Didi Gregorius to the plate in the top of the seventh inning. Rainiers took the lead in the first when Jake Shiner hit a three-run homer. Since then, each team has scored one run. Rainiers are getting a very strong start from Darren McCacken tonight. Here's Haggerty settling in from the right side of the plate. 0-3 in this game so far. And Wright with the pitch, and it swung on and grounded foul on the third base side. And that'll be strike one to Haggerty. Rainiers lead 4-1 despite having just three hits in this game. They had just three hits on Sunday in the most recent game prior to this one. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Haggerty. And it is up and away for a ball. Checking in on the Mariners. They're down to the Twins, 7-3. Still pretty early in that game. Top of the sixth inning, Twins batting. Now the 1-1 to Haggerty is fouled at the plate. Mariners have won their last two to get back over the 500 mark. Big 2 weeks as the trade deadline approaches. Are the Mariners going to play their way into contention? Or are they going to be looking to sell off pieces at the trade deadline? We don't know yet. Depends on what happens in the next 2 weeks. As here's one down low to Haggerty. Two balls, two strikes. Right now with his pitch, and it is down and in, ball three. Full count, three balls, two strikes, the count on Sam Haggerty. Now the payoff pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three, got him with a breaking ball, and Haggerty is struck out, one away at the top of the seventh inning. That'll bring to the plate Cade Marlowe. Chris Wright in relief of Nick Avila, who went one scoreless inning with three strikeouts. Wright, the fourth Sacramento pitcher used today. And now the pitch is low and away to Marlowe. There's ball one. Marlowe's walked twice and struck out. And we're getting into the late innings, and his 16-game hitting streak is on the line. 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss. He still had a good game. He's walked twice, he's stolen three bases, and he's scored a run. But no hits yet. His 16-game hitting streak is the longest by a Tacoma player this year. One ball, one strike. And the pitch is a swing and a miss and a curve. Count goes to 1-2. 1-2 pitch, check swing, foul. Marlowe just got a piece of that one on a check swing. Still 1-2. Here's Wright with his pitch, and it's a swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with a breaking ball, and Marlowe has struck out for the second out here in the top of the seventh. Right here's last five batters have all struck out going back to last inning. And here's Didi Gregorius, who's been very difficult to strike out during his time with the Right Ears. Just four strikeouts and 59 plate appearances. Tonight he's 1-for-3 with a single and two runs scored. Veteran looks out towards the mound, and the pitch is a breaking ball for a strike. Gregorius hasn't played here since he was a visitor with the Reno Aces about 10 years ago. Oh, one pitch, swing and a miss. There's strike two. Now he's behind in the count. No balls, two strikes. Gregorius steps out for a moment, resets his mind, and gets back in the batter's box. 0-2 the count. Wright trying to strike out the side. The 0-2 pitch is a breaking ball that bounces up to the plate. One ball, two strikes. Now the 1-2 coming. And it's a swing and a bouncer foul. Gregorius hanging in there. So still 1-2. And Wright with his pitch, and it's a fastball low and away. Two balls, two strikes. On deck for the Red Ears is Jake Shiner. Now the pitch is hit in the air towards center field. Ramos loses sight of it, has to adjust, makes a diving attempt and can't come up with it, and Gregorius is going to get extra bases. He is all the way to third and will stop there as the center fielder, Elliot Ramos, lost that ball in the twilight sky.
The last play was a triple
for Gregorius. His first is a right here, and it comes on a fly ball lost in the gray twilight sky here in Sacramento. So Gregorius will take it. A three-base hit. And he's at third with two outs for Jake Shiner, the Red Ears RBI leader. Here's the pitch to Shiner. And he takes the fastball inside. Shiner hit the three-run homer in the first. Since then, he has struck out and walked. He's facing a lefty now. Here's the 1-0 pitch, and it is high and away. Two balls, no strikes. Right here's lead 4-1. We're in the top of the seventh inning. Two outs and a runner at third base. Rainier's looking to tack on a run here, take advantage of that fly ball lost in the twilight sky. As here's one inside for a ball. Snap throw to third, and Gregorius gets back in safely as VR was unable to catch the throw from the catcher, Joey Bart. Might have hit Gregorius as he was diving back in. Three and oh, the count now to Shiner. The Red Ears have Taylor Trammell on deck. They're going to just give the intentional ball four to Shiner instead of pitch to him on 3-0, and they'll get the left versus left advantage with Trammell. So Shiner will take an intentional walk officially. Runners at first and third with two outs for Trammell, who had an RBI single in the fifth inning, and that came against a left-handed pitcher. He's 1-for-2 in this game. So runners at the corners with two outs. And Wright's pitch is a breaking ball up and in, ball one. Now the 1-0 on its way. And this pitch is outside. Two balls, no strikes. Good hitter's count here for Trammell. The 2-0. Up and away, ball three. Outfield plays him straight away. Corner infielders even with the bases. 3-0 the count to Trammell. A walk would load him up for O'Keefe. 3-0 pitch. Is high ball four, and Trammell will head down to first base, and the bases are loaded for Brian O'Keefe. There were two outs and no one on, and a fly ball was lost by Elliot Ramos, and it landed for a triple. Then back-to-back walks have loaded him up, and now a visit to the mound by the Sacramento pitching coach, Garvin Alston, and he's going to talk some things over with Chris Wright. O'Keefe has hit left-handed pitchers hard this season, batting 308 against lefties, and six of his 16 home runs have come against southpaws. And he's going to get a chance here with the bases loaded and two outs. O'Keefe in the batter's box now. And here's the pitch from Wright, and it's swung on and hit in the air to right field. Lining it up is Gigliotti, and he makes the catch. O'Keefe swings at the first pitch and flies out to right, and that wraps up the top of the seventh inning. No runs on a hit, no errors, and three runners left on base. We go to the seventh inning stretch here in Sacramento with a score. Tacoma 4, Sacramento 1.
One of the nation's top children's hospital, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
We go to the bottom of the seventh inning. It is Tacoma 4, Sacramento 1. Darren McCacken coming off a six-pitch inning in the sixth inning. So he's going to stay in the game and at least begin the seventh on the hill. He'll face Joey Bart, Jack Larson, and Jackson Reitz. McCacken's allowed just three hits tonight. There was a solo homer last inning that Fitzgerald hit, but that led off the inning, and after that, he got three really quick outs. There is activity in the Tacoma bullpen for the first time tonight. The pitch to Bart is hit in the air to shallow right center, and that's going to drop in for a base hit. Deloach came racing after it, but he had no chance to reach it, and Bart has a bloop single to get things started at the bottom of the seventh inning. So Joey Bart with his first hit of this game, and now Jack Larson will be the batter. In the Rainiers bullpen, it's Blake Wyman who's warming up. Here's the pitch to Larson, and it's popped up on the left side of the infield. It's going to be McCoy, the shortstop, to make the catch with Sam Haggerty standing uncomfortably close to him. One man is out at the bottom of the seventh. Larson pops up to short, so now Jackson Reitz is the hitter. 12:05 game tomorrow for game two of this series. A little daytime baseball on a Wednesday. Here's McCacken's pitch to Reitz, and it is a slider for a strike. 0-1 the count. McCacken with eight strikeouts in this one against one walk. The 0-1 pitch. Misses for a ball, just a smidge outside. 1-1 now. The 87 pitches at the moment for DMAC. And now the pitch is popped up foul behind the plate. O'Keefe goes back towards the screen, but it lands on the other side, and that's a souvenir for someone. What a two. So one ball, two strikes. McCacken's pitch, fastball just misses. Two balls, two strikes. With Wyman warming up in the pen and back-to-back left-hand hitters coming up after Reitz, this may be McCacken's last batter of the game, but maybe not. McCacken would like to end the mystery on that by just getting a double play ball and ending the inning. This will be his 90th pitch coming up. The 2-2 to Jackson Reitz. And it is outside, ball three. Full count. Here comes his 3-2 on its way. And it's inside, and it hit Reitz on the hand. And he is going to head down to first base, hit on the left hand by the pitch. And Bart will take second. That'll bring the tying run to the plate. Two on, one out. Ford Proctor, the batter. He's 0-for-1 with a strikeout and a walk. And John Russell is on his way to the mound. That's going to do it for DMAC. It appears Well, maybe not. Russell is, instead of going to the mound, going to talk to the umpire for a moment. And he's having a conversation with the plate umpire, Alex McKay. And now Russell is done with that conversation. He's going to the mound, and he does indeed make the call to the bullpen to summon Blake Wyman. So we've got a break of the action for the pitching change here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Two on, one out. Our score is Tacoma 4, Sacramento 1.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
Well, we are in the bottom of the seventh inning. Tacoma leading by a score of 4-1, but the Rivercats have brought the tying run to the plate. They have two on with one out. New pitcher for the Red Ears, Blake Wyman, the first man from the bullpen today. Darren McCacken went 6 1/3 innings, allowed 4 hits and 1 run. He walked 1, struck out 8. He is responsible for the 2 men on base right now. Wyman is not facing Ford Proctor. This is a pinch hitter. It is Armando Alvarez, a right-hand hitter, and he takes the first pitch for a strike. Alvarez hitting 301 with 3 homers in 83 at-bats this year. And the pitch is swung on and pulled deep and foul down the left field line. Alvarez had some distance on that foul ball, but it was well to the left of the left field foul pole. So Alvarez pitch hitting for Proctor, who finishes the day 0-1 with a walk. Alvarez hit 18 homers in the International League last year with Scranton, the Yankees affiliate. 0-2 pitch, fouled away. Still no balls, 2 strikes. And Alvarez was signed as a minor league free agent by the Giants this year. They thought he was going to be a regular player for Sacramento, but he's missed 2.5 months this season with an injury. So he's not played a whole lot this year. But he's produced when he's been in there. 0-2 pitch down low. 1-2 strikes. Alvarez taking. So 1-2 strikes. Blake Wyman. In his 32nd game for the Red Ears, 1-3 with a 4.5 ERA. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Alvarez, and he swings and pops it up behind third. Haggerty and McCoy giving chase in foul ground, but neither can get it because it lands in the second row of the seats. So it is still 1-2 to Armando Alvarez. Still one ball, two strikes. Bart at second and Reitz at first. The 1-2 pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. Wyman threw him a fastball and threw it right past Alvarez at 91 on the gun. And that's the second out at the bottom of the seventh inning, and a big out there to get the first pinch hitter out. Yeah, the first pinch hitter, because the second one is coming up now. Will Wilson, right-hand hitter, is going to bat for the left-handed Michael Gigliotti. So Wilson coming to the plate. Dave Brundage using his reserves today. Will Wilson this year hitting .227, but he's got pop with 11 homers and 42 runs batted in, and he represents the tying run. Wyman's pitch is a breaking ball pulled foul. There's strike one. So 0-1 the count. And the pitch, off-speed delivery, misses outside. One coming. Swung on, fouled back, strike two. Wyman ahead of the count. So Wyman out ahead, a ball and two strikes, two on, two out. And the pitch. Swung on, little looper into shallow left. That's going to fall in. Marlowe has it on a hop. Coming around third is Bart. He will score. It's a single and an RBI for Will Wilson coming off the bench with a pinch hit. And it is Tacoma 4, Sacramento 2. So Will Wilson brings in a run with a soft single into left field. That run gets charged to McCacken. Reitz stopped at second. Tying runners on base with two outs for Tyler Fitzgerald, who homered just last inning. And the first pitch misses for a ball. Now the 1-0 outside, two balls, no strikes. Rainier's trying to maintain the lead here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Two on, two out. Now the pitch, breaking ball, called a strike on the inside corner. 2-1 now. Now the next pitch, swung on, bounced towards third, foul just to the left of the bag. Haggerty fielding it, but in foul territory. So two balls, two strikes. Wyman with the pitch, and it swung on and dribbled towards first. That's fielded by Shiner. He'll take it himself to the bag for the out, and the inning is over. That closes out the seventh. Rivercats get one run on two hits. No errors, two left. We head to the eighth. The Red Deer's still out in front. It is Tacoma 4, Sacramento 2.
One of the nation's top children's hospital, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
At Renewal by Andersen, we've got all your bases covered as your full-service replacement solution. We design it, we build it, we install it, and we guarantee it. See why over 23,000 Western Washington homeowners have had us on their team. Let us go to bat for you on your next window or patio door project. Call 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyandersen.com.
We go to the eighth inning. Tacoma leading Sacramento 4-2. Lots of changes for the River Cats. On the mound, a new pitcher, Tanner Andrews. And he'll face Zach Deloach leading things off. And the first pitch is up high for a ball, 1-0. River Cats use two pinch hitters in the seventh. Armando Alvarez, who pinch hit for first baseman Ford Proctor, stays in the game at first base. So now the pitch is a swing and a miss by Deloach. And then Will Wilson, who pinch hit for right fielder Michael Gigliotti, he stays in the game but in left field. And moving from left field to right field is Jack Larson. 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss, strike two to Deloach. And the new pitcher, Tanner Andrews, he is on for his 25th appearance for Sacramento this year, 3-3 with a 6.12 ERA. Next pitch to Deloach is pulled in the air to right, moving towards the line. Larson, he dives and makes the catch. A diving grab by Larson, robbing his former teammate Deloach of a base hit. And one man is out in the top of the eighth inning. Well, we saw Larson make catches like that in his brief time with the Rainiers, and he just did it against the Rainiers. One out of the eighth. And now Adam Engel will be the batter. And the pitch to Engel is outside for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 coming down and in. Two balls, no strikes. Yeah, the 2-0 is popped up on the right side. Armando Alvarez is circling in it, and he makes the catch in fair territory, and two men are out in the eighth. Now Mason McCoy will be the batter. Pitch is up high for a ball, 1-0. Now a swing and a foul tip, 1-1. Time called while the plate umpire puts a new baseball into action. Two outs, no one on at the top of the eighth inning. And the pitch is down low for a ball. Now the 2-1 down low, ball three. So McCoy well out ahead of the count now. Three balls, one strike. Next pitch. Outside, ball four. McCoy draws a two-out walk. The Red Ears have only four hits in this game, but they're doing the things that they've been doing a lot of, particularly recently, but really all season long. They're drawing walks, and they're striking out. The Red Ears hitters have now walked nine times in this game. They've also struck out 13 times in this game. Here's Sam Haggerty. He hasn't been involved in the walks, 0 for 4 today. He hits a sharp grounder up the middle, backhanded by the second baseman Diaz, and he tosses to the shortstop for the force out on McCoy, and that closes out the top of the eighth inning. No runs, hits, or errors, and one man left on base. We go to the bottom of the eighth. It's Tacoma 4, Sacramento 2.
The PROVAC team can help you protect the environment and meet the Clean Water Act standards by implementing BMPs. Let us help you stay in compliance with your stormwater permit requirements and site-specific stormwater pollution prevention plan implementation by scheduling a preventative maintenance evaluation and service. Our experienced operators specialize in stormwater and sewer line jetting, root removal, storm detention and retention, vault cleaning, and pipe and pond cleaning. Ask to schedule a meeting with our sales team today.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. It's Tacoma 4, Sacramento 2. New pitcher for the Red Ears. Steven Kolak comes in from the pen, and he'll relieve Blake Wyman, who went two-thirds of an inning, allowed one hit, and had one strikeout. And for Wyman, that was his... Well, he's now up to 13 innings without allowing a run. He's been on a good run recently, and so is Kolak. And Kolak's first pitch to Elliot Ramos is in there for a strike, 0-1 the count. The right-hander's next pitch is swung on and fouled away. There's strike two. Kolak has allowed just one run in his last 11 and a third innings. So 0-2 the count, Kolak out ahead. And the pitch is fouled away. Next pitch hit in the air to shallow left center. This might be trouble. McCoy back, Trammell in. Here comes the left fielder, Marlowe, trying a running catch, and he juggled it but held on for the out. His initial attempt to catch it was not clean. The ball popped in the air, but then he re-caught it, and this time he held on to it. And that is the first out at the bottom of the eighth inning. So Ramos retired unconventionally. And it's great that the Rainiers got an out on this ball that looked like it might fall in. Marlowe came charging in, did a little juggle. The ball popped up in the air, and then he caught it. First pitch to Isan Diaz is in for a strike. Diaz, left-hand hitter. Kolek's pitch swung on, hit up the middle, deflected off the glove of Kolek. It goes right to Didi. The second baseman throws to first for the out, and two men are gone at the bottom of the eighth. That ball was hit sharply up the middle and off Kolek's glove. He gives a thumbs up saying he's all right. It went off, I think, the heel of his glove and then bounced to Didi Gregorius, who turned it into an out at first base. And now David Villar is the batter. VR is 0 for 3 today. And he's easing into the batter's box. And the pitch is in there for a strike. Now a swing and a foul back. Next pitch, swing and a foul tip. Still no balls, two strikes to VR. O-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes VR, and Kolek retires the side at the bottom of the eighth inning. Three up, three down. And we head now to the ninth. The Red Ears still on top. It's Tacoma 4, Sacramento 2.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
We go to the ninth inning, and it is Tacoma 4, Sacramento 2. New pitcher into the game for the River Cats. It's Eric Miller. There was a pinch hitter in the bottom of the eighth that I missed. Ricardo Henevez pinch hit for David Villar. And so it was he who struck out ending the inning against Kolek. And he stays in at first base. Moving from first base to third base is Alvarez. And the first pitch from the new pitcher, Miller, to Marlowe is in there for a strike, 0-1. Next pitch to Cade, up and in for a ball, 1-1. Might be Marlowe's last chance to extend his hitting streak. He's 0-2 with two walks. Left versus left situation. Miller's next pitch down low, and Marlowe checked his swing in time, says the third base umpire. Miller is the sixth Sacramento pitcher. He's in relief of Tanner Andrews, who went one scoreless inning with one walk. Here's the 2-1 pitch to Marlowe, and it's a swing and a miss at a fastball, and that evens up the count. Miller with a 95-mile-per-hour heater. And now time called by Marlowe. He's going to step out of the batter's box. Now the pitch swung on and lined into left field. A base hit for Marlowe the other way, and he extends the hitting streak in the ninth inning. That is 17 straight games with a hit for Cade Marlowe. He goes the other way and lines one over the head of the third baseman. He's done it a couple times where he's extended the hitting streak in his last at bat, presuming that that was his last at bat in this one. It's a leadoff single in the ninth. The Red Ears would love to get some insurance runs. Now the pitch is a breaking ball in there for a strike to Didi Gregorius. Gregorius is 2-for-4 tonight. Had the triple that was lost by center fielder Elliot Ramos his last time up. Fly ball that fell in. 0-1 pitch. Hit in the air towards left center. This is playable. Will Wilson, the left fielder, is called off by Ramos, who makes the catch. Tagging is Marlowe, trying to go to second, and he beats the throw there. So Marlowe moves into scoring position with some aggressive base running. And he is at second with one out for Jake Shiner. Shiner's 1-for-2 with a homer and two walks, one of which was intentional. Now a pickoff play at second, and Marlowe is back in. Now the pitch. Outside for a ball. Want another count. Marlowe leading from second. He's a threat to try to steal third. He's already done it once today. The next pitch high to Shiner. Two balls, no strikes. Marlowe has 3 stolen bases in this game. Rainiers haven't had a player get 4 stolen bases in a game in a long time. 2-0 pitch in there for a strike, 2-1. It's been 21 years since Jermaine Clark stole 4 bases in a game for Tacoma at Colorado Springs. There goes Marlowe. 2-1 pitch is low. Throw to third. Not in time. Marlowe has it. His 4th stolen base of this game. First time in 21 years that the Red Ears have had a player steal 4 bases in one game. That gives Marlowe 25 steals on the year. And now the count's 3-1 to Shiner, and the infield is drawn in. Here's the pitch, and it is swung on, hit in the air to center field. This is deep enough to score the run. Ramos is under it. He makes the catch. Marlowe tags. He's heading home. He scores an important insurance run at the top of the ninth inning, and the Red Ears lead 5-2. Sacrifice fly for Jake Shiner, who has driven in 4 of the Red Ears' 5 runs today and now has 82 runs batted in on the year, which leads the league. So 5-2 Red Ears. Here's Taylor Trammell, who has singled and twice walked in this game. That was a created run right there from Cade Marlowe. So here's a swing and a roller to second base, fielded by Diaz. He throws out Trammell, and that ends the inning. Marlowe singled, took second on a fly ball to center field, stole third, and scored on a sac fly. One run on one hit, and no one left. We go to the bottom of the ninth inning. Red Ears trying to win the series opener. Our score, Tacoma 5, Sacramento 2.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
We go to the bottom of the ninth inning. Tacoma out in front by a score of 5-2. Red Ears bring in Riley O'Brien from the bullpen to try to finish this one off. He'll face Joey Bart, Jack Larson, and Jackson Reitz. Both teams came into play on losing streaks. The Red Ears had lost 4 in a row. Sacramento had lost 5 in a row. We know one of those streaks is going to end. The Red Ears are hoping that it's theirs. O'Brien coming in from the pen. He's in his 30th appearance, 1-4 with 5 saves, 2.73 ERA. In 33 innings, he has struck out 48 and walked 24. His first pitch to Joey Bart is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Bart has a hit today. He's 1-for-3 with a single and a run scored. Now O'Brien with a 1-0 pitch, and it swung on and looped out behind second, and it falls in right center field, a base hit. Leadoff man aboard for Sacramento in the bottom of the ninth inning. Joey Bart with his second hit of the night. And now Jack Larson will be the hitter. Larson's 0-for-3 with a ground out, a strikeout, and a pop-up. Now the pitch is swung on and fouled away. Oh, one pitch coming from O'Brien. And it swung on, it bounced foul. 0-2. Oh, 2 pitch coming from O'Brien. And it is a fastball called, strike 3 on the inside edge, and down goes Larson, and there's the first out at the bottom of the ninth inning. Jackson Reitz, right-hand hitter with a double, and he's also been hit by a pitch in this game. 1-for-2. He takes the first pitch outside for a ball. So 1-0 to Reitz. On deck is Armando Alvarez. After him is Will Wilson. One out, bottom of the ninth. Here's the 1-0, and it is a breaking ball that goes outside. Two and oh, the count. And the pitch is a swing and a miss at a 96 mile per hour fastball, and the count goes to 2-1. One out, runner at first. 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss at another fastball, 97. And the count goes to 2-2. Reitz calls time and steps out of the batter's box for a moment. Here comes the 2-2 now. And it is swung on. Bounced to the left side. Haggerty has it. Goes to Gregorius for one. On to first. Double play to end the ball game. The Tacoma Red Ears go around the horn. Third to second to first. And that wraps this one up. Tacoma defeats Sacramento in the series opener by a final score of 5-2. And the Red Ears are going to be happy about this one as they end their four-game losing streak, get back to 500 in the second half standings at 8-8, and the Red Ears will be happy as they head back to the hotel and get a quick night's sleep before the early game tomorrow. Well, at 12:05 p.m. first pitch tomorrow for game two of this six-game series. Red Ears win it 5-2. We'll be back with a recap and the final totals and also a look at a high-scoring night on the Major League Baseball scoreboard. That's all coming up at the Tacoma Red Ears post-game show next.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
As a business owner, you're used to having a plan B. But these days, you're probably also thinking about plan C, plan D, all the way to plan Z. At Propel Insurance, we're here to help. Our deep expertise in the industries we serve means we know your business inside and out. Our trusted relationships with the nation's leading carriers means you have access to coverage not always available elsewhere. And add to that a relentless claims department, and you've got a partnership you can count on no matter what. Learn more at propelinsurance.com.
Red Ears win. They defeat Sacramento 5-2, the final score today. And the Red Ears struck early and had a great starting pitching performance. and good relief as well, and they closed out a victory in the opener of this series. Miguel Yajire started for Sacramento, and with one out in the first inning, Cade Marlowe drew a walk and stole second base, the first of his four steals today. Didi Gregorius followed with a single to right field, putting two on. Runners at the corners with one out for Jake Schiner. And the first pitch from Jaure to Schiner was a hanging curveball, and that's a bad idea with Jake Schiner at the plate. He turned on it and yanked it out of here for a three-run homer, his 24th of the year, which leads the league. And it gave the Red Ears the 3-0 lead in the top of the first. And, of course, we didn't know it at the time, but that was the ball game right there, because the Red Ears never gave up that lead. And the main reason that they never gave up that lead is because of the pitching of Darren McCacken. The Red Ears starter today had it going. The good command was there. The changing speeds was there. Getting ahead of the count was there. And McCacken was cruising. He did not allow a run until the sixth inning. In the meantime, the Red Ears tacked on a fourth run in the fifth when a couple of walks put runners at first and second with two outs, and Taylor Trammell singled to right field, scoring Gregorius to make it a 4-0 lead. In the bottom of the sixth inning, McCacken had retired 10 straight hitters and was working on a two-hit shutout, but Tyler Fitzgerald greeted him with a solo homer to start the bottom of the sixth and make it 4-1. But McCacken just shook that off and got the next three outs on just five pitches, wrapping up the sixth. We went to the bottom of the seventh, still 4-1. Joey Bart hit a bloop single to start the inning. McCacken got a pop-up, but then he hit Jackson Reitz with a full-count pitch, putting two on with one out. At that point, McCacken had thrown 91 pitches, and they decided to take him out and bring in the lefty, Blake Wyman. And Wyman did allow a two-out RBI single to pinch hitter Will Wilson, a soft one into shallow left that fell in. It scored Bart and made it 4-2, but Wyman then retired the next hitter, Fitzgerald, to end the inning. So the seventh inning was done, and the Red Ears had the 4-2 lead. McCacken went 6 1/3, allowed four hits and two runs. They were earned. He walked only one, struck out eight, and he ended up getting the win today, deservedly so. Red Ears added a run in the ninth. This was a Cade Marlowe run against reliever Eric Miller. Marlowe singled to open up the ninth, extending his hitting streak to 17 straight games. On a fly ball to left center that Gregorius hit, Marlowe tagged up and advanced to second base. Then he stole third for his fourth steal of the game, and he scored on a sacrifice fly hit by Schiner, Shiner's fourth RBI of the game. And the Red Ears were ahead 5-2 in the ninth. Always good to get an insurance run. They didn't need it today, as Riley O'Brien pitched a scoreless bottom of the ninth to close it out. And the Red Ears were winners. 5-2 is the final score. Here are the final totals for Tacoma. 5 runs, 5 hits, no errors. They left 9 on base. Sacramento, 2 runs, 6 hits, no errors. Left 5 on base. McCacken is the winner. He's 5-4. Save goes to Riley O'Brien, his 6th. Loss goes to Miguel Jaure. He is 0-2. Time of the ball game, 2 hours, 42 minutes. The attendance, 4,147. With the win, the Red Ears go to 45-46 on the year, 8-8 in the second half. Sacramento falls to 40-50 on the year, 6-10 in the second half standings. Day game tomorrow, quick turnaround, 12:05 first pitch. Tommy Malone for Tacoma, Mason Black for Sacramento. We'll start our pregame show at 11:55. Tacoma wins it 5-2. Stick around. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard next.
Ready for an MVP move? Using Water Wisely can help lower your summer water bills and help maintain our water supply. Fixing leaks, turning off the tap, and running full loads of dishes and laundry can reduce water waste. Water lawns early in the day and only give your landscape about 1 inch of water each week. From the forest to your tap, Tacoma Water takes pride in providing clean, reliable water. Learn more at mytpu.org/watersmart.
one of the nation's top children's hospital, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Rainiers win. They beat Sacramento 5-2. Let's check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard. Well, what if the Major Leagues became the Pacific Coast League for a day? 12 different teams have scored double-digit runs today, 10 or more, in the big leagues. Just an extremely high-scoring evening of baseball all around the majors. Unfortunately, one of the team in double figures is the team the Mariners are playing. The Mariners trail the Twins 10-3 going to the bottom of the ninth inning in Seattle. Tough day for the Mariners pitching staff as the Twins have 14 hits in the game. Mariners won the opener of that series yesterday, but unless there is truly a Pacific Coast League-like miracle comeback in the bottom of the ninth, the Twins are going to win Game 2 and even up that series. It is a four-game series that continues tomorrow. Other American League games, only one really high-scoring one here. Texas beat Tampa Bay 5-3. Nathan Eovaldi, six scoreless innings, tied for the Major League lead now with 11 wins. The Angels beat the Yankees 5-1 behind Patrick Sandoval, who went 7 1/3 and allowed one run. Mickey Moniak, three hits, a homer, and three runs batted in. At Oakland, ended an eight-game losing streak by shutting out the Red Sox 3-0, Luis Medina in the bullpen getting it done. But now let's get to the high-scoring stuff. Kansas City outscored Detroit 11-10, winning a game in which the Tigers' Spencer Torkelson hit two homers and drove in five. The Royals' rookie Dairon Blanco had four hits, including two doubles and three runs batted in. The Dodgers scored five runs in the second inning. Jason Hayward with a three-run homer. And they tacked on a bunch more, and they beat the Orioles today 10-3 in interleague play. The Guardians of Cleveland scored 10 at Pittsburgh and hammered the Pirates 10-1. Josh Naylor had two homers and six runs batted in. They didn't quite get to 10. The Padres beat Toronto 9-1. Soto with a two-run homer. Joe Musgrove won his eighth straight decision as the Padres went big north of the border. And the Mets, 11-10 winners over the White Sox. Francisco Alvarez with two homers and four runs batted in. The Mets nearly blew a seven-run lead in that game, hung on and won it by one. And one interleague game was low-scoring. The Rockies beat the Astros 4-3. Of course, it was at Coors Field. That doesn't make sense. Ezekiel Tovar with a go-ahead triple for the Rockies. In the National League, the Giants and Reds had to finish a suspended game from yesterday, and that ended up going 10 innings, and the Giants beat the Reds 4-2. Jock Peterson with a go-ahead RBI double in the 10th. Then they got to the regularly scheduled game and fit in with the theme of the night. The Giants won Game 2 11-10 at Cincinnati to get a sweep today. Wilmer Flores had two homers and five runs batted in for San Francisco in the nightcap. Arizona 16, Atlanta 13. In Atlanta, the Braves scored five runs in the first inning and lost. Geraldo Perdomo hit a go-ahead two-run double in the ninth for Arizona. The Cubs had 20 hits at Wrigley today and scored 17 runs. The Washington Nationals did not get involved offensively. Cubs win it 17-3. They had a six-run seventh inning and an eight-run eighth. And then there were two normal National League games. Phillies beat the Brewers 4-3 behind the pitching of Aaron Nola. Schwarber hit a homer. The Phillies are 10 games over 500. And the Cardinals defeat the Marlins in 10 innings, 5-2. Nolan Arenado with a walk-off three-run homer in the bottom of the 10th for St. Louis. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard here in Sacramento. Rainiers win 5-2. We'll be back with more after this.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Canon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at canonelectric.com for more information.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
Red Deers win 5-2 in the series opener at Sacramento, ending a 4-game losing streak. Sacramento's losing streak continued. They have dropped 6 in a row. The Red Deers will try to make it back-to-back wins tomorrow. Great pitching really helps. Darren McCacken had a tremendous start today. Went 6 1/3, allowed 2 runs, picked up his 5th win of the year. Quality start. Jake Shiner pasted a 3-run homer in the first. Up to 24 homers and 82 runs batted in. Leads the league in both. The Red Deers getting the win here. Cade Marlowe did get a single in the 9th to extend his hitting streak to 17 straight games, and he became the first Tacoma player in 21 years to steal 4 bases in one game, as Marlowe had 2 walks, a single, 4 stolen bases, and 2 runs scored. Other finals in the PCL, Albuquerque beat Sugar Land 8-3. That was a road game for the Isotopes. Round Rock's 7-game win streak ended. Reno beat them 6-3 in Round Rock, Texas, behind the pitching of Bryce Jarvis. Oklahoma City outlasted El Paso 7-6. And Vegas was an 11-8 winner at Salt Lake City. Well, quick turnaround. So tomorrow's game's at 12:05. A little Wednesday afternoon ball for you. We'll start the pregame show up in the morning at 11:55 a.m., in the morning barely. Tommy Malone starts for the Red Deers. Mason Black, who's apparently an electric arm, making his second AAA start for Sacramento. In his first one, he went 5 scoreless with 8 strikeouts, so we could be seeing something interesting tomorrow there on the hill for Sacramento. We'll see. That's at 12:05 tomorrow. And we'll start it up again at 11:55. That'll do it for tonight's broadcast. Thanks a lot for tuning in. This is Mike Curto saying so long from Sutter Health Park. Once again, the final score, Tacoma 5, Sacramento 2. Have a great rest of your night.